All right, what is a talent marketplace? So talent marketplace is a company that basically has talent on tap that I've already vetted that you can pick from. So think like Instacart or DoorDash, but like for developers or whatever the area of skill set is. And I didn't know anything about talent marketplaces. This is an area that, to be honest with you, if I knew as an agency recruiter, I'd probably promote it more because it's another avenue to get connected to opportunities. So also, by the way, if you have questions that you want to ask me about the job search, please ask them. I will answer them. So talent marketplaces, so for Gun.io, for example, we have like hundreds and thousands, not hundreds. We have like a few thousand developers on our platform, right? And so what does that mean? That means we have taken on people on our platform and that you can pick from our current inventory, right? So it's like going to Kroger or whatever. Now, the biggest thing that people ask me, like, well, what's the difference between a staffing company and a talent marketplace? So, and again, I've only been working talent marketplace now for the last like, 7 months. So I'm still learning. But in my opinion, if you call a staffing company, for the most part, they're probably going to go out and find that talent when you call them. If you call Gun.io, depending on the amount of roles you have, like we're working on 10 .NET roles right now, fully remote, by the way, senior principal .NET remote roles. So if you are interested, slide into my DMs. But so we have to do a little outbound recruiting. Like any volume, we have to do outbound recruiting. But like if you need a React developer for a part-time role or a back-end developer full-time, like we can service that pretty quickly. Traditionally, staffing companies are going to have to go out and find those people, right? We have them quote-unquote on tap. That's the biggest difference. Another big difference too, again, I don't know how all talent marketplaces do this, is talent marketplaces also vet their talent, right? So at Gun.io, we have a technical talent team, right? So one of our best technical talent guys we have was a former CTO of a publicly traded company, right? Like he's legit, right? We also have two other people on our technical talent team that have been a VP of engineering and also an engineering manager at a huge worldwide consulting company, right? So we have talent at Gun.io actually checking out the talent that you will receive. Staffing agencies, listen, I work for staffing agencies. We didn't have that, right? Now, I do have to say, as somebody who is fairly technical, I would say, I'm not very technical, I'll say fairly technical, I can obviously train my teams, and I have trained my recruiting teams to be fairly technical. So we didn't miss a lot when it comes to submitting resumes, but at the end of the day, I'm not a developer. So we have developers on our platform. Again, our technical talent team techs out developers. And I think talent marketplaces do that because the whole point of talent marketplaces is you have the talent already available, ready to go, right? Now, I want to get to a few comments tuning in. Robert, it's good to see you. Mel, my guy, it's wonderful to see you, buddy. How you doing? Christian, thank you for tuning in, my guy. It's good to see you. Michael, it's wonderful to see you as well. So you're probably asking, like, Taylor, that sounds great. What's the downsides of talent marketplace as a job seeker? And I'll talk about it from a company perspective. I don't care. I'll just be straight and honest. From a job seeker perspective, a talent marketplace probably isn't the best because for the most part, it's mainly senior level. Right? Like Gun.io, mainly senior, right? Like we sometimes get mid-level roles, but mainly senior, right? Now, you're probably like, well, staffing agencies are the same way. Yeah, but I've actually placed a few junior developers at when I was at a staffing agency, right? Like staffing agency gets a more wide variety of roles. Talent marketplaces are more or less very more niche, right? So some of the talent marketplace players you've probably heard of, Upwork is one. Like even Fiverr is one. The big one in our market is TopTal, right? So those are the big players in the talent marketplace world, or not big players. TopTal is the biggest player, but the biggest thing is like there is a central place where you can come find talent, and it's mainly senior, but it's very niche as well, right? Staffing agencies are a little different. Now I do have to say, when it comes to being a job seeker, that I would still look up talent marketplaces because there's a lot of them and there's a lot of variety, right? So you have Upwork and Turing, which what I have heard, and y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, Upwork and Turing are more mid, junior level, like just, and also kind of cheap, right? They kind of turn out just a lot of talent, a lot of different jobs. The quality of jobs, the quality of jobs wasn't quite there as well. Right now, our side of things, we're very high end. We vet all the job opportunities coming to us. Again, it's much more high end when it comes to that stuff. So that's the biggest difference. Like Upwork touring, from what I've heard, is more like churn and burn. To be honest with you, a lot of the sentiment that I've gotten around talent marketplaces as I've been with them for the last 7 months is, oh, it's a race to the bottom when it comes to pricing, right? The bottom pricing always wins. That's not true. For us with Gum, you set your own rate. And on top of that, like our technical talent team helps match you with the roles we have that are best fit for you, right? So again, I think what's really cool about talent marketplaces is it puts the power, at least how Gun does it, it puts the power back in your hands. So staffing agencies, and listen, I try to get my team not to do this, but at the end of the day, it happens. When it comes to staffing agencies, like if we have five roles that could be a fit for you, I hate to say it, most staffing companies are only going to show you the roles that are most that they can make the most money on and move the fastest forward. Now, I tried to make sure my teams never did that, but at the end of the day, that's how it works, right? So whenever you work for, if you ever work for a staffing company, especially if you're a senior dev plus, make sure to ask them, hey, are you showing me all the opportunities right now? Or are you holding anything back? Because I know Richie's on this call right now. Like I know Richie won't do that stuff, but there's a lot of recruiters out there who play God when it comes to this stuff. Talent marketplaces, you have access to all the jobs that we post, and you have the ability to submit your resume to everything. Now, our technical talent teams do evaluate your profile, and we pick which ones are best, but you can see everything and you can submit to everything. Does that make sense? So a few more comments here. And again, if y'all have questions about your jobs, this is a Q&A as well, but I still want to go over talent marketplaces because I've never looked at them as well. Taya, Render was fun debating. I would. Joyce, it's great to see you as well. Does anybody have any questions around talent marketplaces? Anything around the job search? Because I'm gonna keep blabbing for a few more minutes, and then we'll wrap up again. Friday's just me, but also very, very short as well. Taylor, do you take recommendations for potential job seekers that may have more? Taylor, do you take recommendations for potential job seekers that might have more experience? Robert, can you expound on this a little bit? I mean, I think recommendations are always best. Referrals, recommendations are always best. So can you expound on this a little bit more? What do you mean by do you take recommendations for potential job seekers? Let me know on that. It's good to see you. Hey Taylor, it's good to see you. Good morning Brandon. Agencies, yeah, I mean, listen, agencies get a bad rap because listen, there's a lot of money to be made in the talent people business, but it's also incredibly stressful, right? Like we don't sell like a t-shirt, we sell people. But that sounds awful, but at the end of the day, it's what it is, right? And again, agencies have a bad rep. That's why I would make sure to really vet and make sure the vibe is good. When I worked at my last company, a lot of people were like, well, like what, how do you pick a good recruiter? It's vibe. Like if you like, it's like, how do you pick your best friend? It's just vibes, right? And I know people roll their eyes at me when I say that, but it's true. Like if you're not feeling it, move on. There's a lot of other agencies and there's a lot of bad ones. So you gotta, once you find a good person, like it's more like for me, it's less the agency and more the person, right? Because like people are like, oh, I hate Robert Half or I hate Tech Systems. Yeah. But there's some good recruiters that I know at those companies. So you got to find the recruiter. Don't focus on the companies. Brandon comes in here. They're terrible at reassignment. Yeah. I mean, listen, this is something that even in my last company, we focused on, and it's really, really hard. The reason why, Brandon, a lot of agencies are terrible at reassignments because they're not technical enough to sell you into other opportunities. Right now, again, in my experience, that's why I would go talent marketplace, because we have a technical talent team. We can sell you into other opportunities, right? Our CTO can vouch for you with another CTO, that type of thing. Let's see here. Is WGU? I don't know anything about WGU whatsoever. I'm not even gonna answer that question because I have no idea. Andrew, good morning. Robert comes back. I know of someone on LinkedIn that has many years. Yeah, sure. Yeah, if you want to send them over, absolutely. I'm all about recommendations, referrals. I think to be successful in your job search, it's all about recommendations and referrals. So you absolutely should take advantage of that. A few other things that I wanted to talk. So I talked about talent marketplaces. Let me know if there's any questions about talent marketplaces. I would look them up. Again, I would just Google like software developer talent marketplaces, like see what pops up. We're going to pop up. My buddies over at G2I, Gabe Greenberg down in Miami, are going to pop up. TopTal. And I'd be interested to hear your thoughts and whatnot. I do have to say, I've had a lot of DMs about this, so I want to address this morning. We've had a lot of people DM me about, hey, when is Gun.io's platform going to open back up? I've had a lot of DMs around this. And I know y'all are ready to go. You want to be a part of Gun.io's platform, and I understand that, and I love that. we should be opening up in the next week or so. I hope I don't keep saying a week or so in the next week or so, if you know what I mean. But I'm pretty sure, I'm almost confident we're going to be opening it up. We've changed our processes a little bit. Basically, what we used to do is we used to text screen you before you even got onto our platform. What that has done is we have realized that that has allowed us to not have basically the supply that we need. So what we're doing now is anybody can sign up. Anybody can be obviously added to our database. You have to complete a profile. There is a little bit of an algorithm when you complete the profile about years of experience, what your technical skill set is, where your salary is, and how it fits to our current book of business. But you don't have to interview with anybody. You don't have to take any code assessment. So if you've passed that, you've completed your profile, the profile takes about an hour to complete. You can get onto our platform and then have access to all of our jobs. Now, when I say access to all of our jobs, you have access to submit to all of our jobs. It doesn't mean you're going to interview for all of our jobs. Like, we are still going to go through the vetting process on our end to make sure we send the best available talent as well. Let's see here. What else? I want to talk some just kind of some tidbit things. Listen, again, I'm looking at resumes daily right now. There's a lot of poorly formatted resumes. Please go to unghosted.live. That is my other endeavor, Unghosted. I'm going to throw it up here. Go to unghosted.live. Unghosted.live is the webpage for me and Alicia Novin. We do a monthly series. It's actually next week, for the record. It's next week. We are going to be going over resumes. I want to touch on resumes because it's so vital. I don't want to be a resume coach. I do review resumes. If you want a resume review, yes, I do that on the side. I'm never going to turn that down if somebody wants to do it, but I don't promote it. But for me, like, the most consistent issues I see is poorly, like, not even the content. It's the formatting, the font, too many bold, too many italicized, too many words. Like, I would say, in my experience, 50% of resumes that suck are literally not even because of the content in the resume. It's just how they're formatted. So go to unghosted.live, check that out, and fix your resume, folks. Fix your resume, please. The next thing I want to talk about as well is basically, I'm getting caught up on comments on Instagram. Kent, it's good to see you, but I don't know if you're still watching, but it's good to see you. The next thing I want to talk about too, make sure your LinkedIn is solid, right? So again, a few more tips on LinkedIn. Make sure your title, which is the thing under your name, the words on your name, is very SEO focused to you. In my experience, your LinkedIn is SEO on the web for you. Does that make sense? So like, if you don't have a portfolio page, your LinkedIn is the SEO, like, is the web page for you when it comes to the job search in today's world. So make sure your LinkedIn has enough appropriate technical jargon in that and tells a story effectively enough so people can find you on LinkedIn. Like, LinkedIn is the one place where there's so many eyes at. People are like, I don't need a link. Listen, if there's two things you absolutely need on your job search, is a resume and LinkedIn. I get a lot of pushback. Like, well, I just want to send my LinkedIn. I would love HR and companies to accept LinkedIn's. That's not the case. So have a good resume, have a good LinkedIn, have a good headshot, right? Those are a few of the pillars I want to talk about today. But I think that's it. I think that's all I got today. We're going to end a little early today. Any last questions as we wrap up here today? Again, for folks who have tuned in late, we talked about talent marketplaces today. Talent Marketplace, check them out, especially if you're in the software industry. Google software development talent marketplaces, you're going to realize a whole slew of them. I would get your contact information in all of them, or as many of them as you can handle, because it is incredibly important to get into their databases, to get open to opportunities. Again, talent marketplaces are not staffing agencies. They're different. I would have a bunch of friends in the staffing side, and I would have a bunch of folks in the talent side. I think both of those will be tremendous. So that's all I got today. Again, shout out to Render ATL for being the premier sponsor of the show. I appreciate you guys a ton. Again, Val, it's great to see you. Thanks for tuning in, man. And Valerie redid my resume following Unghosted Live, and it was so informative. I hope this was good for you today. Again, I know it wasn't as long as usual, but look up Talent Marketplaces. I think you'll enjoy it. Be on the lookout on my page to when it comes to Talent Marketplaces and when I open up Gun.io's page, so you can go ahead and submit your information. Again, network with people today. Take the time, DM them. If you like this episode, please share it. Y'all know the drill. And I appreciate you all next week. Just want to let you know, we got a huge roster. So Monday we're off. That's MLK Day. Tuesday, my dear friend Ben Pyle, who is an AWS guru and CTO out of Dallas, is coming on the show. I have a VP of engineering coming on the show, Tim, on Wednesday. And then Thursday, Unicorn Finders, we have a startup coming on. And then it'll be the end of the week. So again, thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all the best. Nashville folks, stay dry, stay safe with this cold weather coming in. It's like Chris just said, if y'all need anything, please email me, TaylorDessen@gun.io. Also, for the record, please don't DM me on LinkedIn. If you need me on LinkedIn, do not DM me on LinkedIn. My LinkedIn inbox is wild. I will not get back to you for a month. I check them. I respond to them about once a month. So do not DM me on LinkedIn. Please email me, TaylorDessen@gun.io. Y'all have a good one. We'll see y'all next week. Peace. Hey, you did it. You listened to an entire episode, and I am very grateful because you know why? There's a lot of podcasts out there. There's a lot of episodes, and I myself rarely finish an entire episode. So I appreciate you so, so much for listening. Quick reminder, please rate and review this podcast in the App Store. I want this to be discoverable to others. And the only way that happens is if you take the time right now and rate and review it. Please, like right now. Unless you're driving, then don't do it. So thank you again. If you need to reach out to me, @TDestin on all social media handles. And I hope you have a fantastic day.